From Hollywood, we bring you Double or Nothing.
It's the largest selling ready cooked spaghetti in the USA. F.A. Franco American. F.A. Franco American. F.A. Franco American. It's got that extra good sauce.
Taste it. Tomato and cheese sauce so richly mingled you get full flavor every forkful. Get Franco-American spaghetti.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, Campbell's soups present radio's first and greatest quiz show, Double or Nothing. When you do your weekend marketing, better make a stop at the Campbell's soup section and pick up several cans of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. For Saturday lunch or maybe Sunday supper, here's an old-fashioned favorite that's sure to get a hearty welcome from the family. That's because it's chicken first to last. The slow-simmered broth fairly glistens with chicken richness. The homey egg noodles are steeped in this good stock till they taste of chicken all through. There are plenty of tempting pieces of chicken, too. Mmm, good. Jot it down now. Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Here now is Double or Nothing and Campbell Soup's man of the half hour, your paymaster of ceremonies, Walter O'Keefe. Okay, O'Keefe.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A reception like that makes me feel like Bob Chappius yesterday in the Rose Bowl, you know. The paper said that there were 93,000 people there when Michigan beat USC 49-0. But that 93,000 is not correct. There were not 93,000 watching the game. There were 93,011. Southern California team was watching, too. And my Trojan friends, let me say to you boys, better luck next year, you know. After what happened with Michigan and Notre Dame, it shouldn't happen to a dog, I believe. Irv Orton, our organist over here, the man with the shoe off, got to see the game. He paid $20 for his seat. The seat was the way in back, but he was able to see all right. You see, it was a small bar, but they had a very strong television set, and Irv had a very fine seat. Now, we're going to get on with our Double or Nothing game here this morning, the first one of the new year, and coming to our microphone now is Mrs. Harold Isaacson from Chicago, Illinois, and your sister-in-law, was it her sister?
My sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law wanted you up here, and you got two children. They're both here.
That's
your
right.
Husband's an insurance agent. Your sports are bowling and...
Golf?
Bowling and golf. And what's your pet peeve?
When the children fight.
I don't know why that should upset you. I mean, mine can knock me down, but I don't mix in it, you know. How did you happen to meet your husband?
We picked each other up.
You did? Where was this?
In a restaurant. I was drinking chicken noodle soup.
You were drinking chicken noodle
mm-hmm.
soup?
And the noodles were so long, I turned my head, and there he was looking.
I've heard of a mistletoe, but to meet under a noodle, that's a new one. Well, in other words, you were smart enough to have him pick you up before you paid the check, right?
Yes.
You didn't buy your own lunch or dinner that day?
No.
You haven't bought it since, have you?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, Mrs. Isaacson, we'll give you a chance to win some money here. Now, first of all, what's your favorite kind of Campbell soup?
Well, there are four of us in the family, and we have four favorites. We have chicken noodles, tomato, beef, and vegetables.
That's like millions of other American families. Thank you very much. I'll remember all of those because it's written down here. Now, here we have a Grand Slam question. You have a chance to win $80 on this. A very simple question. How many large peanuts do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil? I don't see why you hesitate, Mrs. Isaacson.
Would you hesitate?
How many large penises do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil?
How many do you think?
Well, now, I am asking the question. What would you say?
What would you say?
Oh, go ahead now, chum. How many large penises you got?
No coaching from the audience?
No coaching on this, no. Nobody from Planner's Penis is out there. Let's see if you can answer this now. How many large penises do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil?
A pint. That's 8 ounces.
Is it? Well, go ahead. I don't know. It just says pint of peanut oil here. What would you figure?
1,600.
1,600. Thank you very much. Now, what category would you like?
Number 8.
Number 8 has to do with French in everyday use. Here I go.
You're going to have fun.
Charlot boyer au qui. These are phrases in French we understand without having... Look, my accent isn't too good, but don't howl at me before I try. All right, the Campbell Soup $2 question. They're going to ask you this. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, very much. Now, the Campbell soup, $4 question. S'il vous plaît.
If you please.
If you please. Comment vous appelez-vous, mademoiselle? See, I knew I could get them. I said in French, how do you call yourself? And you should say, je m'appelle Mrs. Isaacson. That's it.
Je m'appelle Mrs. Isaacson.
All right, okay. We come to the $6 question. L'addition. What does that mean in French?
The addition.
I know, but what do we say in English? L'addition. When you call for l'addition, what do you call?
More.
No, dear, no.
L'addition is to add.
No. Well, how do you use it then? You don't ask for more, dear. I mean, if you've already had it, you don't ask more. Now, what is l'addition? What do you call for? What is our English translation of the French word l'addition? You know what that is? Have you got it? I can't tell you. You whispered. I can't tell you. I'll tell you now so everybody can hear. It means the
more.
Check. When you ask for the check in a restaurant. I'm terribly sorry that you didn't win, but stand by for the red and white sweepstakes. Thank you. Well, incidentally, Mrs. Isaacson, we're going to send you a gift case of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, beef soup, and tomato soup. Murray, tell me, did you make the usual good resolution, Jesse?
Oh, sure, Walter. I always make them, but keeping them is something else again. I did make one I really expect to keep, though.
Which was?
Well, seriously, I resolved to do all I could on this program to help housewives everywhere with their mealtime problems.
A very worthy resolution, chum. Now's a good time to start keeping it, Murray.
Well, I'd say that the biggest problem facing women nowadays is how to get the food budget back into shape, because it probably got badly bent over the holidays. Well, here's a tip that might help you. When you plan a budget-saving meal of maybe leftovers, put a hearty welcome in it with Campbell's soup. Say, Campbell's chicken noodle soup. It'll bring your folks old-fashioned good eating, substantial good eating, too. You see, this soup is made the generous, old-fashioned way with plenty of chicken. Fine chickens are simmered slowly for the golden rich stock. Homey egg noodles are steeped in this good broth, and there are pieces of chicken, too. Mmm, good. So how about it? Don't you want to make a resolution yourself to serve Campbell's chicken noodle soup soon?
From St. Paul, Minnesota, we have a guest today named Fred Milne. And Fred, it says here you have two children and you're in the transportation business, right?
Yes, that's right, Warren.
What form of transportation?
So I'm a cab driver.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot. That's a pretty fancy word. You could have said cab driver and they got transportation here. Now, what did you do before you did that, Fred?
I worked for the railroad.
Work for the railroad?
Yeah, the Great Northern.
You got to drive something, huh?
That's
were you,
right.
Were you driving engines?
They keep moving.
We have driving.
No, I was an operator.
You're an operator. What kind of an operator?
A telegrapher.
A telegrapher. Well, tell me this. What's your hobby, Fred?
Music.
Music?
That's
I mean,
right.
Do you play an instrument?
No, I sing, Walter.
You sing.
That's right.
Well, you see, Mr. Petrillo. The reason I asked that, there are no more records made after December 31st. Thanks to Jimmy Petrillo, but the Michigan team don't belong to the union, so they went to the Rose Bowl and made four new records just yet. Now, your pet peeve is what, chum?
Well, my pet peeve is the person who gets in a cab and they know exactly where they're going, and you're not going to tell them how to get there, and they know you're going the wrong way, and the last time they rode, it cost them 20 cents less.
I thought I recognized you, you know? I still think I was right, Fred. I was in St. Paul 3 years ago, and I'll never forget that argument. How did you happen to meet your wife, Fred?
She was on a blind date.
Well, a lot of people get into trouble on blind dates. Now, we're going to give you a chance to win some money here. But tell me, Fred, what's your favorite kind of Campbell soup?
Chicken noodle.
Chicken noodle. You
yes.
say that very happily. Did you meet your wife peeking under a noodle like Mrs. Isaac?
No.
All right, here is the Grand Slam question for $80, and I don't want any hesitation from you.
Oh, yes.
How many large peanuts do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil?
18,000.
Thank you very much, smart guy. Now, we come to the category, and which one have you chosen?
Number one.
Number one? That has to do with music. I think you should do well with it. Each of these songs has the word song in a title. Let's see how many you can identify. The musical chefs will give you the Campbell's soup $2 question.
A pocket full of rye, 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before a king?
You're supposed to tell me what's the title of that song.
The counting house, counting out his money.
With that lovely line there, wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? That's what happened in Romania the other day. King Michael gave up his throne for the woman he loved, and I saw a picture of her, and it's a pretty dainty dish to sit before anybody. Now we come to the Campbell's Soup $4 question played by Mr. Orton on the organ.
Volga boat song.
The Volga boat. Hey, will you do that again? That's the hardest they've worked this year. Imagine anybody in Russia complaining. All right, we come to the $6 question. Campbell Soup will have the musical chef sing it for you.
Your islands of Hawaii, where skies of blue.
Know the title of that, Fred? All right, what's the title?
Song of the Islands.
Song of the Islands. Good boy. And we come now to the Campbell Soup $10 question. Irv will play it on the organ. Go ahead, Irv. On the piano. And the organ. Going online. You know the title of that? What?
September Song.
September Song. Yeah, that's sung by what? Didn't he play it beautifully? That's my friend, Irv. He lives over in Pasadena. He came over to the house on New Year's Eve. He started on rye, and he had one rye right after another. Honestly, he must have had 12 slices. Now, we come to the Campbell's. You want to go double or nothing, Fred? Here's the crisis.
Let it go.
You can sit down with your 10. You win the 10, you know. You can lose it now.
I'd rather have 40.
All right. Well, we go for the Campbell Soup $20 question, and the chef will sing it.
It seems.
Know that, Fred?
Yeah.
What's the title?
Familiar score. I know it well.
I've heard that song before. Thank you. Now, you've won $20, and we come to the big payoff, the $40 question on the organ and piano by Irv. The song and the title. It's beautiful. Now, what's the title?
The Song in My Heart.
You've won $40. Congratulations. I'm glad, Fred. Stand by for that, my dear. Now, the next time I come to St. Paul, you drive the cab the way I tell you. Will you please, Fred? All right, we're sending you a gift case of Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup. Now, we have Mrs. James Poston. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Poston.
Poston from Bath, England.
Yes.
That was where Sweet Kitty Bellairs went. Remember the, did you ever see the play Sweet Kitty Bellairs?
No, I've never heard of that.
They still got the pump room in Bath?
Uh-huh.
The pump room, and that's where the gay blades from London come down to take the waters. Isn't that it, Mrs. Poston?
One of the reasons.
I won't ask what the other is, dear. No. What was your job, what former job did you have, for instance, in England?
I was in the English Air Force in Luau, a store basher.
A store what?
A store basher.
A store basher.
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your first name? What's your first name?
Blanche.
Blanche? Look, Blanche, I've got to ask you, what is a store basher?
Well, it means we look after supplies.
Look out for supplies? I thought you'd bash a guy on the head.
No?
That isn't it, huh? And,
That's just the slang, I guess.
And what is your, might I ask, what is your pet peeve?
My pet peeve is the American announcers that try to imitate the English and don't succeed.
You don't mean me? Oh, thank you very much. I led with my chin right there. Well, anyway, Mrs. Poston, I had my prep schooling over in your... I went to Wimbledon. I lived at Hampton Wick. I know the English.
Oh, I see.
Very, very... I was delighted to hear Mr. Murrow last night talk about the improvements in conditions over there in coal and steel and manufacturers. They're doing well. It's
yes,
good news. All right, let's see if we can make you some money now. Here is, first of all, the... First question, you know, very simple one. You can answer this. What's your favorite kind of Campbell soup?
Oh, I like every kind.
You like every kind? Thank you. Well, I got the answer there quickly. Here's a grand slam question, Blanche. How many large peanuts do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil?
Oh, golly.
Oh, golly. What would you say?
About 1,260.
1,260 large peanuts. Thanks, Blanche. Now, what category would you like?
Number 7.
Let's see. Number 7 has to do with popular girl singers mixed up, you know.
We've
scrambled the names in the following questions. Let's see how many you can identify. The Campbell Soup $2 question, Kate Canova.
Kate Smith
and Judy Canova.
Canova.
Right. Now, the Campbell Soup $4 question, Dinah Stafford.
Dinah Shore and Joe Stafford.
Good. You've won $4. The Campbell Soup $6 question, Martha Sims.
Ginny Sims.
Right. Ginny Sims.
Martha
and...
Page.
Martha Sims. Ginny Sims and Martha. She went around with Jack Benny. Well, I mean, she went around the world touring with him. What is it? Anyway, you've got Ginny Sims right, Martha Tilton. Now, we'll give you a chance
I never heard of her.
You didn't? Well, her father and mother did. I mean, they... Now, we'll give you a chance at the Campbell Soup $10 question. Beryl Whiting. Beryl.
Margaret Whiting.
Margaret Whiting. She works for us in the Campbell Soup.
Uh-huh.
Margaret Whiting and Beryl.
Beryl, is that the second name?
That's the second name, yes.
Milton Beryl?
Of what? Beryl. Beryl is the first name, yes.
Beryl.
Yeah. And she has a second name. She's not...
Wallace?
No, Beryl Wallace? No, I'm sorry. It's Beryl Davis. Now, look, you made a very noble attempt. Maybe you'll win in the Grand Slam. I don't know, Blanche. Stand by for the red and white sweepstakes, and we'll send some Campbell soup wherever you want us to send. Thank you. Our next contestant will tackle our next question in just a moment.
This concludes the first half of Double or Nothing, brought to you by Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Now to the second half of Double or Nothing, brought to you by Campbell's Tomato Soup. Listen for the Grand Slam finish and the red and white sweepstakes. And here's your paymaster of ceremonies, Walter O'Keefe. Okay, O'Keefe.
I'm very glad to welcome to the microphone now a lady from Detroit who is 75 years old and her name is Mrs. Nettie Hanauer. Now, Nettie, that is the way Southern California feels towards your being up here. They're delighted to see you in the first place. They want you to win in the second. And I think it's nice to feel that as you start out here. Don't you, Nettie?
I certainly do.
Aren't they a hospitable race of people here?
I find them so.
Did you feel very proud of Michigan yesterday?
I certainly did, because my son at one time was on the team.
On the team at Michigan?
Yeah, Michigan. He's a doctor now.
Good, he's a doctor now.
But he didn't keep it up because he was afraid he'd get hurt on account of being a doctor. We advised him to get off.
You advised him to get off the football team?
Sure, he might have hurt himself and couldn't be a surgeon, see?
Why, certainly, you were smart.
He's a very, very fine one now, very.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Now, you've got four grandchildren out here?
I have four grandchildren, not out here.
Not out here?
No, three in Detroit, where I make my home with, my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and one in Galesburg, Illinois, my son's little daughter.
Well, now, Nettie, let's see if we can win you some money here. First of all, or see if you can win it, what is your favorite kind of Campbell soup?
Well, having three children in the house, we use a lot of it. Chicken rice and chicken noodles, mostly.
Honestly, if that were written in Camden, New Jersey, they couldn't say it with more conviction, Nettie. Now, here's a chance to win $80 in the Grand Slam question. How many large peanuts do you think there are required to make a pint of peanut oil?
To make a pint?
Of peanut oil from large peanuts. These aren't medium or small ones. These are large ones. What would you guess?
Large peanut oil. Well, I should judge...
How many? What would you say? How many?
500.
500 large peanuts. Thank you very much. I could see you counting them. Now, you have a category, I assume, Mrs. Hanauer. Which one would you like to talk about? Which one would you like to ask questions
about? I'm not so well versed on any of these, but I think I'll talk about 12 because
number 12 has champions in sports?
We have a champion in Detroit that we're proud of.
You do? Yes. All right, well, let's try the Campbell Soup $2 question. In what sport did armed and phalanx excel? Armed and phalanx excelled in what sport? That's the Campbell Soup $2 question. And if you read the racing form, you'll know the answer. Now,
I don't know much about racing.
You don't?
No.
Oh, Nettie, I'm so sorry. You were a delightful contestant. It's horse racing, and looking at the others, I think you'd get in worse trouble.
I've never seen a racehorse in my life.
I wish I hadn't, Nettie. Thank you very much. Please stand by for the red mark. By the way, Mrs. Hanauer, we're sending to your home a gift case of Campbell's chicken noodle soup and some chicken rice. Now, Murray, what do you want to...
Well, Walter, I want to ask you, what's 1948 got that 1947 didn't have?
29 days in February.
And a national election in November.
Right you are, Murray, and may the best man win.
Well, the best man usually does, Walter. And that goes for soup, too. A soup that gets the vote is Campbell's Tomato Soup, the best-liked soup in all the world, and no wonder. Campbell's Tomato Soup is gloriously smooth, tangy with the flavor of vine-ripened tomatoes, and made extra tempting by blending in golden table butter and a touch of gentle seasoning. Mmm, good. Sometimes, for a change, try preparing this favorite soup with milk instead of water for an extra delicious, extra nourishing cream of tomato. Any way you serve it, any time you serve it, folks are sure to enjoy it. So remember, these chilly winter days, any meal that includes Campbell's Tomato Soup is bound to be voted a rousing success. When you're at the grocery store tomorrow, make your first stop the Campbell's Soup section and get several cans of Campbell's Tomato Soup.
A very, very beautifully tailored man comes up here in the blues of the United States Marine Corps, Sergeant John Marinelli from Washington, D.C. John, glad to meet you. And John, my spies have informed me that John has one child who's 3 years old today. Right,
that's
John?
Right. That's
a daughter?
Right, Walter. Yes, Walter.
Well, I wish that, John, your child were a bit older, but nevertheless, for the benefit of people who've got older kids, your little girl can't write yet, can she?
No, sir.
At 3 years old?
No, sir.
Well, don't worry. She'll probably write when she's four, but... I'm wondering if the other people will have their children write to the Children's Crusade at the United Nations Lake Success in New York. And they'll join in the Children's Crusade for the children of the world with the other kids from America. It's a wonderful cause, and I wish your daughter were old enough to do it. Now, how long have you been in the Marine Corps, John?
13 years last month.
Let me ask you this. What's your idea of a... That's a long spell, isn't it? Now, what's your idea of a perfect job?
Retiring on 30 years' service.
You mean you want to stay there 17 more years?
That's right.
Brother, you certainly want to work hard, don't you? That would make 30 years and you'd retire. I mean, don't you get any time off for good behavior? Well, where did you take your boot training?
Paris Island, South Carolina.
Paris Island. Well, it's funny we didn't meet. I was there in 1918. What year were you there?
I was exactly 1 year old then, Walter.
1 year old then? Well, that explains why we didn't meet, John. Now, we're going to give you... If you won a lot of money here today... If you won a lot of money here today, what'd you do with it, John?
Well, I'd buy a car and most probably take all of it.
Yes, it would take all of it for the down payment. All right, John, let's see if we can make you some money. Now, first of all, what's your favorite kind of Campbell's soup?
Chicken noodle, Walter.
Chicken noodle, thank you. We'll send a gift case to you. Now, here's a grand slam question. How many large peanuts do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil?
$2,500.
$2,500, thank you. If you have that correct, you win $80. What's your category, John?
Number 12, I think.
Number 12, Sergeant, fine. Champions name the sport. All right, the Campbell Soup $2 question. In what sport did Rocky Graziano and Ike Williams excel?
Boxing.
Good. The $4 question for Campbell Soup. In what sport did Bob Feller and Ewell Blackwell excel?
Baseball.
Sure, most victories in the two leagues. Now, the Campbell Soup $6 question. In what sport did Jack Kramer excel?
Tennis.
Up until a few nights ago when he met Bobby Riggs. He's having a little trouble there. Now, you've won $6 and you come to the Campbell Soup $10 question. In what sport did Ann Curtis and Suzanne Zimmerman excel?
Swimming, sir.
Now, the Marines come along very fast. Look at the monotony with which he answers these. You want to go double or nothing now?
Yes, sir.
I never knew a Marine that had settled for $10. Here we come. The Campbell Soup $10 question. In what sport did Ski Regal and Louise Suggs excel?
Golfing.
Good boy. You've won $20. You want to go 40?
Yes, sir.
Double or nothing for $40. In what sport did Willie Hoppy and Willie Moscone?
Who?
You've won 40. Good boy. Stand by for the red mic. Now, from Aladena, California, via Minneapolis, which was the original hometown, we have Dick Beeston, a student at what school?
John Muir College.
John Muir College. Is that a high school or a college?
Junior college.
Junior college. And tell me, Dick, isn't that the school where Virginia Goodhue came from?
Yes.
Do you know Virginia?
She's in my class.
She's in your class?
I'm class president.
Are you in her class? That's the question. She's a pretty... Have you ever been out with Virginia?
No, can't say as I have, huh?
Poor guy. And she's engaged now, huh?
Right.
You're not going to get anywhere, are you, Dick? Well, tell me this, Dick. What have you done? Do you work at all?
Broadway, Pasadena.
You mean you work in a department store in your off time?
Well.
Yeah. Do you work there Christmas?
Christmas.
I see. Well, maybe
vacation.
You could use some money, huh? All right, Dick. We'll give you a chance here. Now, first of all, what is your favorite kind of Campbell's soup?
Cream of mushroom.
Cream of mushroom. Campbell's will send you. We will sell you a gift case. Listen to me. We'll send it to you, Dick. Now, here's the grand slam question. How many large peanuts do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil?
Oh, about 2,000.
2,000? Do you have a course in peanut oil measuring in John Muir?
Sorry.
Okay, here is the category time. What do you want, Dick?
Oh.
Which one? What number?
Three.
Number three. Number three has to do, Dick, with churches and cathedrals. The Campbell's $2 question. Where is St. Patrick's Cathedral?
Rome. It's in the Vatican City.
Oh, no, that was Peter. I'm terribly sorry, Dick. You lost. You lost $2 there. St. Patrick's is in New York. St. Peter's is in Rome. But maybe you haven't lost entirely. You won the soup, and you may meet Virginia and have a date with her, and you got a chance at the red and white sweepstakes. Thanks for coming up. Now, let me see. Today's Grand Slam question was this. Today's Grand Slam question was how many large peanuts
do you think are required to make a pint of peanut oil? Our source naturally is Planter's Peanuts. Tune in Monday and I'll read you the letter that explained it. The answer is 1,373, and with an answer of 1,260, Mrs. Foston from England wins the $80. Ladies and gentlemen, the big payoff of $288. We had $108 we held over the weekend. I'll be back in a moment with a question, but first of all, here's Murray Wagner.
I hope you'll start your weekend market list with Campbell's Tomato Soup. It's certainly a help in planning meals these busy winter days. Yes, ma'am, piping hot bowls of this gram soup really liven up a simple supper, make even the humblest leftover foods taste better. There's something special about this soup that folks enjoy. The tangy goodness of red ripe tomatoes expertly blended with golden table butter and delicate seasoning. Mmm, good. No wonder it's the soup most folks like best. Remember that and pick up several cans of Campbell's Tomato Soup when you're shopping tomorrow.
Thanks, Murray Wagner. All right, everybody, you have a $288 sweepstakes question, and we have a rule here. The first contestant with the correct answer wins all the money. You have 30 seconds, so here it is. Who was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court?
Campbell's bring you the red and white sweepstakes. Campbell's pay it off again. Take a try at the red and white sweepstakes. Think about it, crack your brain. Come on and join this money-making caper. If you know the answer, write it on your paper. Walter. Hey, Walter! Have we got a winner today? Have we got a winner today?
Well, the jury is still out. And they have just come in, and six contestants had a quack at the $288 question, which was this. Who was the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court? And I know a lot of you are figuring I could have answered it. I could have made the $288. The answer is who?
John Jay.
See, all you people, I'm terribly sorry you weren't up here. So that $288 will go into Monday's Red and White Sweepstakes. This is Walter O'Keefe saying so long. Listen in Monday, and be sure, please listen Monday. I want to explain how we found out from Planter's Peanuts about how many peanuts. Large size, mind you, big peanuts. All right, all right. Listen in Monday, and somewhere between now and then, get Campbell's soup.
Good. Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Double or nothing, a full half hour of question marks and laughs, starring Walter O'Keefe, is brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by Campbell's Soup. This is Murray Wagner saying goodbye till Monday. Who likes gravy rich and brown and full of real beef goodness?
Everybody.
That's why everybody likes Franco-American beef gravy. So smooth and delicious. So rich with deep down beef taste. Good gravy anytime you want it. All ready to make good things to eat taste even better. Get a can of Franco-American beef gravy today.
Franco-American beef gravy.
Double or Nothing comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.